I've been working on something.
What's that?
I've been giving some of our 90s contemporaries a Caesar makeover. So I devoted myself to doing anagrams of their names, which is proving quite revealing of the band's inner natures, and actually may be better than the original band names. Are you ready?
Sure.
All right, so here we go. Soul Asylum equals Lousy Alums. Goo Goo Dolls
Yeah.
equals Hot Dog Loose Log.
That's fitting for some reason. I mean,
Right,
every time I listen to their music, I feel like someone loosed a log for sure.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Third Eye Blind equals He Bend Dirtily.
Oh.
Hold on, not done yet, it gets worse.
Yeah, how much time did you spend on these?
Hold on.
They're
The
good.
Lemonheads
Yeah, right.
equals hot hailed semen.
Oh,
Not
no.
done.
That
Not
really
done.
changes things, doesn't it?
The Spin Doctors equals, oh, sphincter dots.
Oh.
All right, so in my last feat of intellectual daring, I have combined Offspring, Creed, and Blind Melon equals. Prefers no climbed fondling.
Oh my God.
Lucy,
Well.
I almost didn't return because.
Welcome.
I mean, I thought.
Well, come on, this is the Great One Stars.
Well, we have some very exciting news. And that is
Oh
that
dear.
we have a really good guest today. It's really the first and last guest we would ever need for a Great Wild Stars retrospective. She was our den mother for a few years,
Oh
and
no.
she's someone we adore very much.
Oh God.
And Caesar doesn't know that
Oh God.
I've
You
set this
did
up, but
not.
I did. I did. We're
You
going to
weren't
speak.
serious. I thought you weren't serious.
No, of course I'm serious. She's who? What more formative figure could we pick for an interview?
Formative. That's a way of putting it. Formative.
What do you have against Maura?
I personally don't have anything against her, and I'd like to keep it that way. Know what I
I
mean?
thought you'd be
I'm
excited, ma'am.
talking physically. You got that?
What did she ever do to you? I don't understand
I.
this rift between the two of you. It's
There's.
old news, and I thought you made up.
Look, Maura is like Cersei Lannister mixed with Janine Turner when she does those Christian yoga videos. How could you possibly find her to be an upstanding individual? It's just wrong.
Well, listen, if you're suggesting she's a hot queen, I have, you have my full agreement on that. And yes, she did martyr herself for the band. She did end up in a pile of rubble when it came to the Great Wild Stars. You saw to that for sure.
Oh, right,
You
it was truly my fault. There's
did
so
not.
much, mate. There's so much there. I can't. If you really want to go into the layers here, then you better bring a bloody shovel because there's just no too much dirt here, truly. I don't
Well,
even want to go back to this. And if honestly, if she is so harmless, right, then how do you explain your breakup with Anna Paquin? And don't say it was because I had a thing with her, because I didn't care for Anna Paquin, not even way back when.
I think when anyone dates that girl, there eventually comes a time to pack it in. And besides, with her, it works a lot better by including others. So the whole pack wins.
Oh dear. Do you really think that bringing Maura Boning on this show is a truly good idea? And the toxicity of your relationship with Maura, it makes me think of the immortal Shakespeare line, "Your love is like bad medicine. Bad medicine's what I need."
I don't think that's Shakespeare.
I'm pretty sure that's Shakespeare.
No.
I know all about Shakespeare. I'm educated.
It sounds more modern.
I'm a literary man. Do you want to hear something else? Here you go.
Sure.
"My love is a fever, longing still for that which longer nurseth the disease, feeding on that which doth preserve the ill, the uncertain sickly appetite to please. My reason, the physician to my love, angry that his prescriptions are not kept, hath left me, and I desperate now approve desire is death, which physic did accept. Past cure am I. Now reason is past care, and frantic mad with ever more unrest. My thoughts and my discourse as madmen's are, at random from the truth vainly expressed. For I had sworn thee fair, and thought thee bright, who art as black as hell."
All right, well.
"And as dark as night."
I recognise that.
John Bon Jovi.
I think
that was John Bon Jovi.
Yeah, well.
Put that one in your pipe, and when you smoke it, breathe in deep, because the truth hurts, mate. To bring someone so toxic, I mean, and your relationship with her, not just mine and her, I detest her guts, but you specifically have had such ups and downs. I mean,
no,
come
man.
On.
She, for me, is detox. She is purification. There's never been anything toxic about her, and I'm quite surprised to hear you say such critical things about someone who legitimately is responsible for your career.
I think that first of all, responsible for my career.
Whoa. Yes. Can you think of anyone else that propelled the Great Wild Stars to such heights?
Do not go there, mate. That is absolute rubbish. And if anyone interested in how she comes into the play of the Great Wild Stars, she was our manager for a time. And
responsible for your success, Caesar.
Oh, don't you go there, sir.
But I'd name one person more responsible for the success of the Great Wild Stars.
Niles Pumpkin.
No.
Our first manager. No, Niles, look, we caught him, it's true, we caught him buggering the tour bus too many times.
Right, zero-tolerance policy for buggering the tour bus.
Well, you recall, all right, Niles was a mechanophiliac who had proudly slept with over 1,500 cars.
You know, I really don't think that's a thing, Caesar.
It's apparently quite a serious thing.
Mechanophilia. I've heard you try to excuse Niles' behaviour and say that Niles liked miles and miles of automobiles. But I really need to just put in here that I don't think that's a real condition.
One woman was arrested running through traffic, trying to hump every vehicle down the line. Officers eventually returned the woman to her home, where she immediately, and I quote the news article now, kissed and hugged and became emotional over a white Nissan Pathfinder she called Husky Bear. This is not a sane conversation. Do you really wish to bring this person, this pollutant, into our kiddie pool? What does that bring up for you?
What does it bring up for you that you brought Denton into the conversation last week? That was a fucking nightmare, man. I mean, look, I indulged your curiosity to go through some of the rooms in this haunted house, and then
down came the ceiling.
Right.
You did not treat him with respect.
It was very clear. Come on. He admitted to cannibalism in the middle of the interview. It was not good.
This is supposed to be about cleansing, you're saying? She is the least cleansing person. I have had enemas that make me feel better. And in fact, most of them do, so maybe that's not a good comparison. But she is like an enema, but putting, you know, battery acid in your bum. That's what she's like.
She is nothing of the sort. She has always been a very clean, and a much preferred enema for my colon. And I'm very happy that we've got her today. I would like to add her to this call, Caesar.
Okay, all right.
Hello.
Hi, Maura. How you doing?
Long time, no talk.
I know. Hello. It's so good to hear your voice. I always feel these butterflies whenever we speak, and you know, here they're happening again.
Hello. Hello, Caesar. Miss me?
Oh, mate. Wow, as I live and breathe, it's Maura Boning.
Yeah, yeah, we're really pleased to welcome our guest today, our den mother for a few years, the astonishing and always brilliant Maura Boning.
Bloody hell.
Maura, I recently saw your latest yoga video on YouPorn. YouTube, and it was just really good. I like you do voiceovers really well.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
But I'm watching the poses in coordination with some of your scripture readings, and there's this sort of sacred and profane thing going on at the same time. I'm aroused, and yet I want to serve some sort of penance.
Oh, I believe you're talking about the holy triangle position.
Right, right. The three-pointed, let's just call it, vagina energy that you tap into very easily. I'm right in the middle of that triangle, darling.
Well, you're always welcome in the Holy Triangle, Leopold.
Bloody hell.
Oh, Caesar, how have you been?
Oh, you know, in a state of catatonia, awaiting this conversation.
Caesar.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to be cordial. How are you, Maura?
Oh, I'm doing quite well ever since my last book, a bestseller on the New York Times list. I'm sure you're aware of that.
I am.
Yes.
I've read it, actually. It's fucking fantastic. And
I think it's a little excessive. I mean, let's talk about the title. The Fear of Facing Fear. I mean, what's going to be your follow-up? Facing the fear of facing fear.
Fear is the mind killer.
A third installment, the fear we face when we face the fear, facing fear and general fear for awfulness of life.
I'm writing
fear.
All of these down.
Oh, well, all right. Well, it's. I have not read the book, so I cannot truly speak to it, but I think Leopold was moved by it.
Well, Leopold was an inspiration to all of my work, of course, but definitely futuristic washing machine inspired this latest book.
Oh my god. I really don't feel that Leopold gets enough credit for that song, because people think, because I sang it, that I was forced to sing it, that it was my song, but it was truly you and him, all you and him. So if anyone hates that
song...
Well,
it's the story of how we met. I was doing my laundry for one of the first times doing laundry by myself. And we met at a laundromat. And, you know, now the way that we met and the way that we first had intercourse, I think, was memorialized with that song. That song turned out to be a very futuristic washing machine. If you think about, really, I mean, the 25 years that have passed since then, 26 years.
Oh, has it been that long? God, I think about it every day.
Futuristic washing machine.
Washing machine. Washing machine.
I'm caught in a futuristic washing machine.
Washing machine. Washing machine. washing machine.
And I got soap in my eyes.
Soap in my eyes.
Oh, I got soap in my eyes.
Soap in my eyes.
But everything's clean.
Everything's clean.
And everything's clean.
And everything's clean.
Got you in the futuristic washing machine. You're complaining to me.
Complaining to me.
I didn't put you there, I swear. It was your own doing.
Was your own doing.
Get soap in your eyes, baby.
Soap in your eyes.
You got soap in your eyes, baby.
Soap in your eyes.
Maura, you're now doing a podcast.
I am doing a podcast. Yeah. I've been putting out weekly podcasts.
That's great. And it's what kind of show is it?
It involves crudism.
Oh, crudism! I absolutely forgot about your movement, Christianity and Buddhism thrown together, and some hash
pizza. Buddhism, and I always start my podcast, as you know, with an exercise that you can do anywhere. You can do it at your desk,
right?
In your car, at a red light.
Could we do one right now?
Yes. Oh, I would love to. Yes. Are you game, Caesar?
All right.
I'll take that as a yes.
I think that's okay. A yes. Yeah. Right.
All right. So. In fact, everyone needs a minute to breathe.
Okay.
Really breathe. So if we could all just take that minute and take a breath, a holy breath in. This busy pandemic world around us demands our time and energy. Mm-hmm. So I want to draw on God's strength here. So let's everybody, wherever you're at, just close your eyes, okay? Mm-hmm. Close your God-given eyes to the sinful world and really listen to what Buddha Christ is saying to you, okay? So take a deep cathedral-sized breath in through your nose and hold it in. Mm. 1 second more. And exhale through Christ's passage.
Oh, fuck. Fuck. I got a head rush. I got a head rush.
Are you seeing Buddha Christ now?
Ooh.
Now, with your eyes still closed, I want you to roll your head towards the gentleman seated at the right hand of the Father and rotate it clockwise, pushing air out of your passage.
Which one?
Your mouth, Caesar. Push your mouth air out of your mouth passage like this. Oh, good, Leo. I feel your energy. Yes.
I feel like I'm sawing.
Okay. Now, after your breathing, quick breathing, I want you to reverse your head roll and breathe again, but this time twice as fast. So start your head roll.
All right.
Deep cathedral-sized breath in. And out. Excellent.
Wow. Jesus, I feel like a dog on a treadmill.
If you are interested in the advanced level, you can incorporate some leg flutter kicks.
I don't think I have enough money for the advanced level.
Just imagine you're in the ocean and someone has taped wooden rods to your legs so you can't bend them. And then imagine you're kicking your legs like you're swimming to shore.
But I can't bend them. But I can't bend them.
It's all right. It's just an exercise. It's just an exercise, Leopold.
I can kick my legs a whole lot more easily when I can bend them, Maura. Leopold, take the wooden rods off my knees. Please, please. Hell. I can't swim
okay,
like
well,
this.
We'll release those rods. We'll release the rods from Leopold.
Oh.
I would like you to sit on your buttocks.
Okay.
So that you're on the floor.
All right. All right. I'm going to change my position here. So I'm on the floor. All right. I'm on the floor,
Wait,
Maura.
You're sitting on...
I'm on the floor.
Okay.
I'm on the floor.
Now, I want you to roll over so that you're on your hands and knees.
Okay. I'm going to roll out. I'm going to roll away from the mic really quick. But I'm going to roll over so I'm on my hands and knees.
Good. Now imagine you're a little dog. A little dog. And good boy, good. Now start digging really quickly into the yard like you're digging up for a bone. And I want you to pant. I want you to pant. And now slow your pants. Slow your pants. Slowly take off your pants. Slowly
right
remove
now,
your pants.
I'm taking off my pants.
Hmm?
Okay. Taking off
my, good.
My pants, Maura. I'm taking off my pants.
Good.
Maura, I'm naked. Naked, Maura. Doing it for you. Doing it for you.
I'm sorry, I have to go change myself.
All right.
The Grey Wild Stars is brought to you by Scoundrel. You've been there before. You're engaged in questionable behaviour, but you're being recorded. Everyone's being recorded these days because everyone has a smartphone. Did you know your GPS data digitally stamps where you are by time and location? Let's face it, for people who used to enjoy a bit of discretion, the world has changed. And for the lot of us thinking about committing a crime, don't get me started. Well, this era of tech surveillance has finally met its match with Scoundrel. Scoundrel is a monthly subscription app that can scramble your phone to tell any GPS data story that you want. Make it seem like you're at work and you're actually in Paris with a prostitute. Did you rob that bank downtown, Gary? Of course not, Your Honour. I was in Paris with a prostitute. I mean, I was at work. For times like these, the folks who lie, cheat and steal need a helping hand. Scoundrel, let's bring some fun back.
All right, I got to say, I love this. I'm finally a product I can get behind. I'll buy it today.
Oh, that's nice. So, Maura, how can people look you up on Twitter? What's a website you'd like to direct people to? How can they buy your books?
Oh, yes. They can go onto the internet and type in Maura Downward Praying Pose. And you'll see my website pops up, holytriangle.maura.org. And you can buy my books through my website. They're self-published through Amazon as well. And I have a whole YouTube channel dedicated to crudism and Christ-like yoga. Apparently, I'm also on some porn channels as well. My head's been put onto other people's bodies.
That's super unfortunate. That happened
Very
to me
crafty.
Once. Yeah, no, it's unfortunate. It's the age that we're living in. It happened to me. It happened to Caesar.
It happened to me and you in the same video, I believe.
So, holytriangle.org. Is there something else after the org? Is there an asm?
Yes. I miss you, Leopold.
I miss you too. And I would like to know that after this conversation, which I think was very healing, very purifying, that the two of you could get along better. I mean, you're like the Zeus and Hera on my Mount Olympus.
I have this to say, all right? Maura, are you listening?
Yes.
I can only pray that upon our mutual deaths, that our personalities will not be downloaded into the eternal machines that will convene in a chorus of consciousness over vast distances beyond planets and stars.
Okay, well, listen, Maura, we'll catch up. We'll catch up on our own time. How's that?
You radiate like all the gods.
I love you, darling.
Goodbye.
Bye. I've decided I'm going to divorce Sheila.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Not this bit again.
I said it, honey. I want the world to know that we're getting a divorce. I'm quitting you, and I'm quitting the whole fucking family once and for all.
You said it so you don't have to do it. I think we're all familiar with this cycle.
What do you mean, we're familiar with this cycle? I'm woefully unhappy. I can't stand her anymore. I don't want to be around her, and I don't want to be around Wolfgang or Matilda anymore.
Matilda, the babies are annoying, but Wolfgang, shit, mate. He's 9. What will he do?
Because they're assholes. Wolfgang is an asshole. His idea of a joke is when we're all at dinner and the check comes, he picks up the pen and says, "Hey, Dad, I just had a great idea. Can I write something down on your bald spot?"
Well, that was pretty good, wasn't it?
No, it's not good. It's him being cruel. And then to really stick the knife in, we're driving along Cape Cod up to Provincetown to visit my friend Philippe. And he says that the Great Wild Stars are not his favourite band anymore. I'm playing...
What?
Yes! I'm playing Adolescent Rain in the car, and it's getting to the good part, and he interrupts the song to ask if I can play... Guess which awful band from the 90s he wants to play?
The Goo Goo Dolls?
No.
The Lemonheads?
No.
Soul Asylum, Third Eye Blind?
No.
Fucking Blind Melon?
No.
Sixpence, None the Richer, Toad the Wet Sprocket, Creed.
Worse. Think Total Garbage Band.
Garbage?
No.
Ugly Kid Joe, The Offspring, G-Love and the Special Sauce. Hanson?
No.
Born on Blondes?
No.
Sugar Ray, Hootie and the Blowfish?
No. It was the Spin Doctors.
Oh, Sphincter Dots. It's interesting, I didn't even think we were going to discuss that song today, and it just makes me think of the origin of it, you know, how it came.
Adolescent Rain.
You see, like all great songs, Adolescent Rain began as a dare. In 2006, the BBC's The Cultural Show conducted a poll that voted Morrissey as the second greatest living British cultural icon, behind only David Attenborough. So, Liam Gallagher and I, you know, we're in a pub throwing back a few points. We'd been listed on that poll as number 42 and number 43, respectively. And I'm like, I just don't get the attraction. And Liam's like, man, just write a Morrissey song as an exercise, know what I mean? And then get in the head of the fucker. So that's what I did. And what you got there closely resembles a number two.
I would think
What's the song about for you, mate? I mean, you know, this is sort of about our art school days. You know, like, what is it about? What alarms does it ring in the old cranium? Talk to me, mate.
Right, well, I think Adolescent Rain, I think Showers, I think number one. Number two, the song was not. It actually reached number one on the Korean charts, and it was there for some time.
That is true. I forgot about Korea. Every time you forget about Korea, there she is.
I remember Adolescent Rain was coming out of a period of deep introspection for you. This was Tits and Explosions.
Oh, yeah. This is all about being young and full of emotions.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the emotions that you feel are the emotions you have because you feel them. And you're right to feel the emotions you have, because you have them. And even if you have mixed emotions about how you feel, having those feelings are legitimate too.
Right. I read somewhere that Adolescent Rain is the most masturbated to song of the Great World Stars. I'm not sure how that was decided, but obviously they did some polling. They did some kind of poll.
They did some very vigorous polling.
They worked the poll pretty hard.
There's a broken circle in your eyes, and all the heavens weep for you. Have you learned your heart is burning like an angel's soul? Baby, how did they warn you? You were 17. You're never 17. You have yourself to love to your mind, and left you coming out your ears. Turn you on to Kama Sutra. If you denied me, how I would falter. I would lose my potency, my potency. And I'd have myself to blame, my adolescent shame. And I'd ask the great wild stars to keep me innocent, but nothing goes unchanged. University is a gas, a wondrous place to get some ass. We drink wine all night, I started smoking, and I lounge about. Gustav is filming, I contemplate the rain. Is God bleeding? Does he have himself and rain? He should beg the great wild stars to keep him innocent, but no one goes unchanged. No.
It's more a boning. She was cruel. Did you hear it in her voice? The whole time.
I didn't sense any bit of cruelty in her voice, and you were exceptionally rude.
I was rude. I was the prince of self-control. I was absolutely princely.
Rude, and I was very disappointed. I was looking forward to that. I was looking to mine her experience for some more Great Wild Stars nuggets.
Well, you know what I think you pulled those nuggets out of?
The Holy Triangle.
Thank you for listening to Pratt's Dead Cat Gristle Show. Subscribe to the series at racecarradio.com/Great Wild Stars or wherever you get your podcasts, and learn more about the band at greatwildstars.com, where official merchandise is available. This show was written, produced and directed by Caesar and Leopold. Starring Caesar and Leopold. Executive producers Caesar and Leopold. Genghis and Alexander couldn't fucking be bothered. First assistant engineer Stanitis Sergeant Fires. Second assistant engineer Stan Sentience Coderings. Third assistant engineer Trigonina Death Sisters. Hair and makeup Karuna Hampai. Catering manager Grace Ann Rimtag. Best boy grip Bob Pesty Rig. Personal assistant to Mr. Caesar, Anessa Rat Pistols. Production assistants Donna Poser, Krusty Tits. Prostitutia C. Dansons. And Red Satan Suction Pots. Custodial services Paul Malone, Michael Shaw Fisher, and David Hoffman. TLC Warthog's Gated Pastries is a production of Race Car Radio and Overlord Records, a division of Global Overlord Productions, a division of Worldwide Global Overlord Entertainment, a division of Universal Worldwide Global Overlord Holdings, LLC, a division of Race Car Radio. I am the apotheosis of centuries of technological achievement, and yet somehow I've been reduced to reading this bullshit. Oh, sphincter dots.